Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
So have you guys met each other here?
Yeah, this is Steve.
I'm Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Ron. Ike. Ike plays bass.
Alirio, I'm the nice drummer, the nice looking drummer.
Yeah, he's got a weird accent, so you may have to ask what you're saying. Yeah,
Latino. A couple accents there.
So Latino accent, I might switch to Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah, in Spain there you can speak Spanish.
Where are you from?
Originally from Venezuela.
Venezuela. And I heard another accent there too.
No, just one.
The invite.
Different Canadian. Oh, maybe
my Newfie accent.
Newfie accent.
Canadian.
I don't think so.
Where do they live? Where do you guys live at?
We're in the Brantford area, pretty much all of us.
Yeah.
It's like 100 kilometers west of Toronto. So we are about that area, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much from where Jamie's from.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just north of Waterford.
We're actually just north of Boston, Jamie.
Oh, okay.
East of Boston, sorry.
Where are you from, Jamie?
I grew up in Waterford.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played the old town hall there a couple times.
Yeah, it's a cool venue, right?
Oh, it's a great venue. The stage is beautiful. It's just a really nice place. I mean, I would love to go see a band there, right?
Yeah, I saw Hoxley Workman there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, not nice. I saw the Sheepdogs there 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was great. Yeah.
How'd you guys all meet?
I was going to say.
Go ahead, JD. No, no, man.
No. Have you met Tim and Pete?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so I was late. So see, that's, it's.
All I know is I have where to stay at in Spain and Oregon.
Sí.
Venga. Trust me, there's a lot nicer places in Spain to stay than my house.
Venga aquí, sí. Bienvenidos.
Yeah, as far as how we met, it varies. Ron and I played in a band previously. It's the first time I've been a singer in the band. I've always been a drummer. I sang songs from the drums, but came up front. So Ron and I were in a band previously. Steve is a friend of Ron's.
Yeah, I've known Ron probably close to 20 years now. I joined a band, and he was the other guitar player. He joined it too. And we hit it off pretty good, and then we ended up quitting that band.
Turned out we were also living quite close. We were practically neighbors and didn't realize it.
Oh, yeah.
Just around the
corner. Yeah.
And as far as Ike, Ike's brother of Trisha used to be singer in another band I was in. So Ike and I have known each other for 10 years at least, if not longer. Yeah. And Alirio was in a band with some buddies of mine as the drummer. So that's how Alirio and I know each other.
And we actually played soccer together 15 years ago.
Yeah. We've played soccer together for a long time too. So.
Did we lose? Did you guys lose me or did I lose you?
We lost you for a minute there, Pete, but you're back.
Okay. Yeah. Well, at least the question got answered about Ike and his brother. Hopefully it was cool. Sorry.
So
can I ask one more question? Tim, go ahead.
I was just going to ask who out of the five of you has seen the Hip play the most times? Had seen them play the most times?
I've actually never seen them play.
Oh, okay. You're part of our club.
Yeah. Well, me neither. Fun fact, my daughter, she actually saw them in 2017 in a school event, and I never got to see them.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's probably me then. I've probably seen them 12, 15 times. over the years.
Cool.
They've always been influenced, but never got to see them.
Yeah, I saw them on the last tour.
All right.
Neat little story is
the guy
went to high school when I had the first time I saw them was a Roadside Attraction in Cuba Speedway.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, JD was probably, I think all of Waterford was there because it was so close. But a buddy of mine, well, JD, you know Bill Ella, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So Bill and I went to our first hip concert together. And then when my fiance and I got tickets for the last tour, we got 4 tickets. And I called him up and said, hey, man, we got to see the last one together too. So he jumped right on it. So him and his wife joined us. And it was great. Yeah, it was cool.
That's pretty special. What venue did you go to?
We saw them at ACC.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. Toronto.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't a dry eye in the place. It was pretty special, man.
Yeah.
Do you guys, I ask this strictly, this is not like, you know, any remotely thing judgmental. It's just a curious thing as far as musicians. But because I had a friend that was playing, he played a while in a tribute band for Floyd and then also one for Oasis. And he liked Floyd a lot, but he was like not an Oasis fan, but he played in it because, you know, gig's a gig and it's fun and it's cool. But like, I would imagine that all of you guys genuinely like the Tragic Hip, at least to some degree.
Oh, yes? Yeah.
Or if not, dig the shit out of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a riot to play. It is so much fun to play the music. It's lots of energy, and I have an absolute riot playing it.
It looks like it from the videos I've seen.
I didn't know that many songs until like I joined this band. I only knew a couple, like New Orleans Is Sinking, or probably Little Bones. But then these guys got me into them. Now that's all I hear.
Oh, wow.
So I love it so much, and that's all I hear in it now. And I used to play like a really, like, you name it, from Metallica down to Pearl Jam to Foo Fighters, and now my favorite is Tragic Hip. So
yeah, it's interesting. We play a show that the fun part for me is not only playing the show and the people are into it, like everybody, you know, that everybody's coming to see the show knows the song, so they're going to be singing. But after the show, the number of people that come up and want to tell you about the time they saw the Hip, or they have a story about when they met one of the members of the Hip. So it just, people just reconnect at our shows, which is a fun part for me.
Sure. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's like a community, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I gotta say, I've seen obviously not anything Hip related, but like, for example, I remember seeing a Zeppelin tribute band that was really good. That I just kind of like, I mean, I'm a diehard Zeppelin fan, like, you know, all 8 studio records just flow through my veins. And seeing that show was like, you know, I was like, okay, it's cool. And then I was just so wildly impressed. Like, I'm not the guy, because I've played, you know, you play a gig, you kind of want to like put your guitar, put your instruments away, and just go to the bar, have a beer, check out for the night, especially if it was a long show and you're tired. But like, I was just like, dude, I gotta go tell these people how fucking great they sounded and how during, you know, this tune, Communication Breakdown, he hit the solo perfect, because that's so cool that you have people that, because it's a testament to you guys being fucking really good at your craft and knowing how to play to the crowd, you know. I can't wait to see you guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, we have a blast. So these guys always mention, you know, when we're learning a song, they've got a lot harder than I do. But, you know, a lot of folks who either don't play instruments, or, you know, folks who aren't Hip fans that are playing instruments say, oh yeah, those songs are easy. But I'm sure these guys can tell you that they're not easy. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
No way.
You've got to really hit it, you know, to get the nuance of the song and the, and the notes, but I don't know if you guys got examples, but
the two guitar parts are so very complementary to each other. There's really no rhythm and lead. There's just two guitars, and without one, the other just doesn't sound right. You have to have those two parts like the record, and then it gives you that sound.
Yeah.
So we're very picky about the sound. We use the right instruments. We try and use the right equipment wherever we can, and reproduce that sound like the record as close as we can.
Yep.
Well, the general rule with music too is if it sounds really hard, chances are it's not. And if it sounds really easy, chances are it's not. Right? Isn't that the case?
Yeah, that is right. As I was saying, you know, I used to play what I thought they were like hardest song to play, like the Foo Fighters, the Pearl Jam, to name a few. But then I thought, okay, this doesn't sound difficult, man. I was wrong. It is difficult. It is because it's just, we need to connect. Like, you know, we need to be in sync to actually make it sound right, which is very interesting. And I love doing that. And these guys are awesome. Man.
Yeah, for that band, that's it.
Yeah, we're very lucky that everybody has the same ambition to make it sound like that. And, you know, when everybody's in the groove, the music becomes a part of the vocals. Everything is one.
It's a rare commodity.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're lucky to have a guy that sounds like her. Like, it's just amazing. Sometimes it's just, man, it's just sounding great. I mean, musically, we are there, and we have a good rhythm, and we understand each other. But what makes it sound right is this guy here. Mike, this is sounding great. Hopefully, you like it, too.
I'm sure we will.
Thanks, Larry. I got a little tear. We won't even talk about bass, because some of the bass runs and stuff is pretty crazy, too. Eh?
Yeah, it's tough.
Well, Ike was a guitar player, actually, so he actually learned to play the bass as we came along.
Yeah, I didn't even own a bass, so these guys called me, so I went to the music store and bought a bass and showed up and then started, so it's been pretty good. Lots to learn, it's been a lot of fun, but I think it's just having five individuals. Like being in a band like this is amazing because it's tough. I've played with lots of different musicians, but to have people that connect very tight like this, that is very, very hard to find. And playing bass in this band has probably been the best band I've ever been in. I've always played guitar, but playing the bass and getting that part and playing with these guys is actually amazing. So it's been pretty good run so far.
And a second instrument is always awesome anyway. You can't go wrong learning. I learned, maybe 20 years ago, I picked up the fiddle and started playing fiddle. Oh, I became a fiddle player for about 8 years. And then I got back into guitar and then that stopped. And then maybe about 4 years ago, I bought a banjo. And oh my goodness, I was 2 years of banjo. And you learn, you pick up something from everything I've learned. I picked up something that adds to the guitar tons.
Totally.
When we listened to, because we interviewed Gord Sinclair, it was about a month and a half ago, something like that, maybe 2 months ago. And I had done this before, but I did it more so after we interviewed him. If you watch like a live video that they're playing, right, and watch it five times, and each five times, once you focus on Johnny Fay, another time you focus on Gord Downie, another time you focus on Rob Baker, you know, and so on and so forth, and you can just, if you just focus on them and their instrument, you realize how fucking, excuse my language, I'm dropping a lot of F-bombs, but how well they are at playing their instrument. What good musicians they are. And to sound even remotely close to them is not an easy task. It's not even close.
Yeah, and as they've, you know, grown over the years, they've just gotten better, right? You just get better at your craft. So when you go and learn the newer albums or songs off those, it's even tougher.
Yeah, I bet.
But it's even more rewarding when we get together. And sometimes, you know, we haven't we'll play the tune for the very first time. You know, okay, we're going to learn this tune. We go away, we learn our parts, we come back, and we'll play it, and we're all kind of blown away at how good it sounds sometimes the first time. Yeah. So you learn that part, and they melt together so beautifully for that finished product that it's really rewarding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were just listening. The guys and I were just listening to a live version of New Orleans is Sinking, where they transition in and out of Nautical Disaster and back into New Orleans is Sinking. Have you guys tried anything like that as a band together? Because that just blew our minds, you know?
Yeah, that's an interesting combination, isn't it?
Yeah, we do have a Killer Whale Tank version on the schedule eventually to learn.
Nice.
Yeah, we haven't got around to it.
That's a big one.
Shit, but
yeah, but I guess our focus has been so far just to try to, you know, honor what they recorded. So keep it as close as you know, the original recording. And that's how been our focus so far. You know, it may migrate to, you know, do experiments, something like that. But so far we're trying to actually, you know, honor that original record, original sound, and you know, but sort of in a live version. So, as Ron was saying, it's so rewarding when you work hard on getting that song together, and it's something actually very close, in our opinion, anyway.
Yeah, we really try to bring the music and the live show to the stage, but not be the Tragical Yip. We don't want to look like them or copy them. We want to bring their music to people. So
all of the music.
That's good. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, we don't wanna we don't wanna just look like them. We wanna keep our original, you know, style of playing our instruments, but sounding like them. So I think it's a good combination. I haven't seen that, you know, in any other so far band that I've seen, you know, doing tributes to the Hips. They wanna look like them. They sound decent, but
yeah.
That happens.
I can dress up like Paul McCartney too. Fucking play like him.
Yeah.
Do you guys find it? I was gonna. This has like been something that's puzzled because I haven't seen you guys play live, but I'm wondering, you know, what your catalog covers and stuff. But just looking at how big the catalog of the Hip is, like I think. You know, if you took a band like I used Pink Floyd as an example before, you know, not many, you know, if you're in a cover band or a tribute band, you're gonna cover, you know, The Wall. You're gonna cover maybe a few things off of like Wish You Were Here and Dark Side of the Moon. You know, you're not gonna do Umma Gumma.
Yeah, no, probably not.
No offense to Syd Barrett, but I think with a band like The Hip or like Zeppelin, for example, the sound changes so much, like Little Bones to fucking Tiger the Lion is like,
yeah,
it's like the distance from Earth to Pluto instead of like Earth to Mars. It's like, how do you do that on stage? How do you like go, okay, we're going into now for Plan A or whatever.
You know, in singing, I'm just trying to bring that same sound. And each song, I just look at it differently. Each song's its own person, right? So yeah. I don't put them together on albums. Each one has its own personality. So that's kind of how I think about it. Like, we go from Highway Girl, which is probably our simplest instrumentally. And again, it's, you know, it's the first album, right? So the Hip are the Hip, but, you know, they weren't accomplished musicians like they were, you know, now for Plan A, right? So a little easier to play, but Gord was a little more wild with his voice, not as controlled. So you got to kind of bring that out as well. so that's kind of how I view those.
It's a good approach. Yeah, that makes sense. It makes sense listening to the records like we have from start to finish, which I don't know if you guys listen to the podcast. I hope not.
Yeah, listen to everyone.
Of course we do.
Nice. That's great.
Once you...
what do you say? You give us a little taste of what you guys do and perform a couple songs.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Thank you.
What other influences have you guys had? I know, you know, one of you mentioned like Foo Fighters and Metallica and stuff. What else are you guys into? What were you into maybe when, you know, the hip was just going nuts in the 90s? What else were you guys listening to?
I was a big Outlaws fan. I played a lot of the Outlaws, just kind of like Leonard Skinner stuff.
Cool.
I was a Guns N' Roses guy. I was all
about Guns N' Roses. Right on.
I did not know that. It's interesting.
Sweet Child of Mine was the first song I ever learned to play.
Yeah. Rush. I liked playing Rush stuff too. That was
Yeah.
Excellent.
I like all types of music, but I like real heavier the better. Pantera, like loud, just that's my favorite for sure.
Nice.
Yeah, I was the weird of my generation because, you know, back in Venezuela, whoever plays or like rocks, he wasn't in the, you know, he was not usual. So, but I liked, you know, I started playing Sepultura, Pantera, Metallica. That's how I started playing. It wasn't sounding good, but that's, you know. But then over the years, when I learned better, I actually got, you got Peter from Spain. My favorite band ever, other than Tragically Hip, is Héroes del Silencio. That's my favorite band.
Repeat it
from Spain, and that's my biggest influence rock music.
What's the name of it?
Héroes del Silencio is like Heroes of Silence.
Oh, yeah, Silence. Yeah, totally. Yeah, you know what's funny?
I can hear Pete.
Teacher has told me about that band a number of times. I've seen like Los Panetas a couple times, and I mean they're big in Spain.
Can you hear Pete? I can.
I would call them the closest thing to Tragically Hip. In Spain, especially later in their career too, but I'm name dropping now, but I went to the same high school as James Hetfield. So Metallica ran quite deep in my family and hometown.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I mean back in the day when the hip was plugging along, you didn't own Appetite for Destruction.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You weren't.
I learned every song on the record. That was me. Go home, sit in my bedroom,
Learn every tune. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were the guy who thought like you were the guy too, like me, who also thought like GNR Lies was a great album, where everybody was like, "Yeah, I like Patience, but everything else, fucking take it or leave it."
No, it was everything. I learned that most of that album as well.
It's a great album.
As for me, I grew up listening to a lot of different stuff. Anything from like Johnny Horton and Jimmy Reeves right up to the Stones, right? So a lot of influence. The Stones, probably my second favorite band. I've seen them 9 times. So
wow.
Yeah. Every time they come to Toronto, I think I've seen them since I was able to get in. So
cool.
I saw the Stones once and I almost didn't see him. My cousin Rocky, God rest his soul, was 24 years old, died of brain cancer, horrible tragedy. Just the day of his funeral, I had tickets to see the Stones at Angel Stadium, and I'm like, I'm not gonna go, screw that. I mean, it's just came back from Rocky's funeral. My mom's like, like, how disappointed would your cousin be to know that you missed the fucking Rolling Stones because of his ass? And I was like, good point. Went and never regretted it.
Nice.
Such a good show. When you guys played Poets, I wrote something down to ask, do you get Gimme Shelter vibes from that song? Like, I would imagine playing that song on guitar. Like, there's a refrain towards the end, when it just slows down and just dips into the rhythm, where it sounds like the end of Keith Richards' solo. I just...
Now that you mention it, I can see that for sure.
Can you hear? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
made me think of it when you guys were playing it, but never before when I've heard the song by the hip.
Now we're going to end up playing that.
We're going to transition into the Stones and back.
if any band can handle it, it sounds like you guys can. Jeez.
I could.
That's a whole different backup singing, though.
She was pregnant. She was pregnant when she was saying that.
Yep. Jeez. Get out of here. Really?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, she was pregnant. She came down to the studio at like 4 a.m. in her house coat and curlers.
Jesus Christ. Yep. Wow.
Called her up and said, come on down. Yeah. Yeah, cool story.
Well, you guys sounded terrific. I'll tell you that. So I can't wait to hear you.
Just touch the.
You know, when you're unleashed, fully unleashed, and we're not listening to you over video.
Yeah.
We're working on a surprise for you, Yanni, too.
So. Oh, wow.
Keep doing it.
Oh,
yeah. And don't expect any dance moves like Gord for me, because drummers can't dance. So I just, what happens, happens up there.
I can do salsa though in merengue.
There you go.
Speak for yourself.
Salsa moves up there.
It's all about closing your eyes and listening to the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't look like it. We strive to sound like it.
Just look at the light show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know you guys don't dress as such for the hip, but Tim was keen enough to procure an item for the silent auction that we're having. That is a Tim. I'm stealing your thunder here, but I think it's literally the coolest thing. Tim contacted the woman who made Gord's hats for the final tour.
Sweet.
And she has donated a hat. For the highest bidder once they win it at the auction, she's going to have them fitted for it and she's going to make fucking Gord a hat. Dude.
Nice.
It's so cool. What's that?
Yeah, her company is Lilliput Hats. She makes amazing stuff. And I mean, I think these hats she made for Gord, and the likeness of one for the silent auction. It's kind of a priceless item. So we're excited to see how that does.
That's cool. Cool. I saw that she had sponsored
cool.
the show. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder what what she could be sponsoring. That's awesome.
Yeah, she makes great stuff.
I'm so stoked to see you guys at the show. I mean, it's gonna be granted, it's gonna be cool to see Tim and JD because we only talk via Skype, but you guys are going to be a highlight, man, let me tell you.
Thanks.
We even have our guest, one of our guests on the show, Dan from London. He's even coming. So we got US, Spain, and UK coming in. So that should be great.
In Canada, yeah.
Yeah.
Last question.
Oh.
Real quick. Sorry, JD, is that cool?
No. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Just to slip it in. Trailer Park fan? Trailer Park Boy fans?
Oh, yeah.
Just for sure.
I'm the anomaly. I'm the anomaly, for JD, sure. Yeah. Like,
I've never seen it.
No.
I've seen it a lot. I live with I'm on antenna. I get like 4 or 5 Canadian channels, and that's what I watch.
CBC. CBC.
Oh, that's great.
That's his nickname.
That's great.
CBC. that's like people asking me if I watch Portlandia. I mean, the first season was filmed down the street from my house, literally.
Oh, my God.
So. Oh, yeah. Trailer Park Boys, so that's different. Yeah. I've watched most of it.
I'm known for my Bubbles impression, so I'll do it privately for you.
Oh, nice.
I'm not going to do it.
You don't want to do that online? I know who he is.
On Halloween.
Let's hope when we're in town in Toronto at the live event, Sam Squanches that show up.
Sam Squanches. I'll bring some movie sandwiches, too.
Don't wind me up, because I'm telling you, just don't wind me up. We'll save it for the live event.
Oh, no.
Well, guys, it's been fantastic having you on and getting to listen to a taste of your wares. We're really thrilled that you'll be joining us on Friday, September 1st at the Rec Room. If you're listening to this and you like what you heard and you want to hear more, tickets are available at gettinghiptothehip.com. Just click on the ticket button. It'll take you right where you need to go, and you can join us that night for the live podcast finale, a couple sets from 50 Mission, and a great silent auction with some items that are really starting to pile up now. I'm excited. I'm very excited. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks, that's guys. Awesome.
And 50missionband.com.
Yes.
Little plug.
Yes, 50missionband.com.
We're excited for the show.
Totally. Can't wait to see you guys.
Cheers, guys.
All right. Bye. Thanks so much. Pick up your shit.
Thanks for listening to Getting Hip to the Hip. Please subscribe, share, rate, and review the show at gettinghiptothehip.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at gettinghippod. And join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/fullyandcompletely. Questions or concerns? Email us at jd@gettinghiptothehip.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Duvra! Podcasts and such.